And say someone ate something that didn't agree with them and it came back up, you say you had to...
upset stomach?
And he didn't...
vomited?
Huh?
Vomit?
Okay, any other ways of saying vomit?
Throat up?
Which sounds better?
Vomit?
What about a really crude way of saying that?
Puked.
Okay. And if a person vomited, you'd say he was sick. Where?
Stomach.
Huh?
Stomach.
Yeah, how would you say that? He's sick.
That's stomach ache.
Or he's...
sick stomach.
Uh-huh. Would you say he's sick to his stomach or sick at his stomach? Or?
Sick at his stomach.
And you'd say, talking about something that you see in your sleep, you'd say, this is what I...
dream.
And often when I go to sleep, I
dream.
But I usually can't remember what I have
dreamed.
And you say, I dreamed I was falling, but just when I was about to hit the ground, I
woke up.
And say if a boy was spending a lot of time with a girl, he kept on going over to the same girl's house, you'd say that he was
courting.
And he would be called her
boyfriend.
And she'd be his
girlfriend.
And if a boy comes home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother would say he had been...
smooching or kissing.
Okay. And when a girl stops letting the boy come over to see her, you'd say that she...
quit him.
Okay. And he asked her to marry him, but she...
refused.
Any other way of saying that?
Turned him down.
And they were engaged, and all of a sudden she...
broke it off.
Or she...
quit him.
And... if she didn't turn him down, you say they went ahead and got...
married.
Any joking ways of saying got married?
Hitched.
And at a wedding, the boy that stands up with the groom...
best man.
And the woman that stands up with the bride...
bridesmaid.
And a long time ago, people would get married. Other people would come around the house that night and make a lot of noise. They'd maybe fire off rifles or beat on pans and things. They'd call that a...
gather?
Did you ever hear of a chivalry or serenade?
Serenade the bride,
eh? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What would people do?
Come and agitate them or something.
Mm-hmm. And how would you use the words up or down or over talking about location? Like you say, I saw him, what, Houston? I saw him...
down at Houston.
Okay, why would you say down?
Well, it's down from here.
The south, you mean? Or?
South from that region.
What about Dallas?
Up at Dallas.
Mm-hmm. Why would you say up?
It's north.
Mm-hmm. What about something on east or west of here?
Over.
Okay. And... say there was trouble at a party, you say the police came and they didn't arrest just one or two of them, they arrested the
whole bunch.
Any other words besides bunch?
All of them.
And say when young people go out in the evening and move around on the floor to music, you'd call that a
dance.
And children get out of school at 4 o'clock, you say at 4 o'clock school
is out.
And after vacation, children will say, when does school
start?
And child left home to go to school and didn't show up, you'd say that he
played hooky.
And you go to school to get
an education.
And after high school you go to
college.
And after kindergarten you go into
grammar school.
Which grade?
Grade, first grade.
And you say years ago children sat on benches, but now they sit at
desks.
And each child has his own
desk.
And if you wanted to check out a book, you'd go to the
library
and to mail a package.